Welcome to Shirt Factory Center Stage, a podcast recorded at the newest century-old hotspot, the Lititz Shirt Factory. Join in as the relentlessly curious co-hosts Jim Hoffer and Kim Schaller shine a spotlight on the talented performers who will entertain and energize audiences from this very stage. It's quirky, it's fun, it's a behind-the-scenes listen that you won't want to miss. And now, here's Shirt Factory Center Stage.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Jim. What's going on?
Well, summer's over now.
I know. Okay.
You sad?
No, I mean, it's over. I think I'm not sick enough. I'll tell you what, all those 90-degree days and limited rainfall, like, it's okay. I'm kind of into fall.
Ready for,
ready
fall
for
foliage,
change.
Cooler evenings.
Right.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to be optimistic.
Hey, I want to talk to you about something. It's a little trivial.
Oh, my God. You're so clever. You are the cleverest.
No, I mean, this has to do with our guest tonight.
Exactly. I understand.
What we can call our guest, King of Trivia?
I think so. I think that's a good thing. He's like shaking his head.
No, I think we can do that. I mean, look, who knew the trivia was so big? I didn't know that. Did you know it?
No, I didn't.
I mean, it is sweeping across the land. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think there's over 10,000 bars in this country where they have trivia.
They have some sort of trivia night.
Right. And one of those places is where, Kim?
Is right here in Lititz, 5 Juniper Lane. It's Collusion at the Shirt Factory.
Yeah.
And we are sitting here center stage with someone who is branded as Trivia with Bill, right? Is that the way we brand you?
Yeah,
Trivia with Bill. So we're really excited to have you here tonight. And we really appreciate you taking the time to come and talk with us.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to be a guest on this podcast. Thank you.
I don't know about
I wouldn't know about it being
an honor,
but yes.
But wow.
You're doing a great job here. So tell us, how long have you actually been doing this at Collusion?
I think we started here about 11, 12 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's been, pretty much since the world kind of reopened from COVID and people started feeling good, getting vaccinated, going out again. And people said, okay, I think we can go to bars and restaurants and be around other people. I got the call and I was happy to come here. And it's been really great. It's been a great reception here.
Well, what about that? Because you do trivia at bars all over central Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes.
Anything stands out about trivia night at Collusion and the Shirt Factory?
There are many things. I think that the space that you have here is so incredibly unique because most of the places where I do trivia, and I'm part of a trivia company, and we have things all around central Pennsylvania, mainly in Lancaster County, but in the Harrisburg area and the surrounding areas, most of them are just your run-of-the-mill bar. And I don't mean that as a detriment. It is what it is. It's a bar. It's a place where people go for happy hour or dinner. And there are certainly people that come out for trivia specifically at those places. But this space here is you have a group of people that really care not just about trivia, which is obviously very important, but you also have people that care about their food and their beer. And it's just a really neat thing to see that there's already a built-in community here. And trivia, just kind of is a great fit for what you've built here in the space.
I'm glad to hear you say that.
I know, that's great. And literally, we are here on center stage because, Jim, your goal is to offer a variety of things here. And the fact that we have this really cool trivia nights here that Collusion has created and it's building in popularity. And Jim and I actually had the opportunity to participate in it tonight.
Well, we did. And
we did, and not completely without any intention of doing it.
And you know how I like games, right?
Jim hates games, everybody. He hates them.
I do. Yeah. So the fact that I participated.
You actually participated.
But I figured I'm here. I know we're going to interview Bill after trivia night. I may as well participate. I've got to tell you, I had a great time.
That's great to hear.
I really did.
It was a great time. I sat down first and made friends with the two guys next to me who had no intention of doing trivia. And you came around and gave us, and all of a sudden we had a team of four and we were all really into it. And we did come in second place.
Yes.
Behind the Junior Mints.
That's correct.
So, and again, the Junior Mints, they won last week and they're coming back next week for a three-peat. But I just think we came in second for our first time. So I'm pretty impressed with our skill set.
We will actually get to hear from some of the Junior Mints later on
in this podcast.
They're very, they're very, so very good.
They're cocky. They're cocky,
they?
Everybody. Yeah. They're cocky.
They really are. Wait a second. Why wait? Let's just do it now.
Let's hear from the Junior Mints.
Let's hear from the Junior Mints. They're a bunch of braggarts, aren't they? Let's listen.
They're sweet. Okay, here we are. We are talking to some other people that are actually back-to-back champs of Trivia with Bill at Collusion. So let's talk to you folks here. You're back-to-back champions. So what is so special about Bill and his ability to actually run a trivia night at a great spot here in Lititz?
Oh, it's engaging. It is fun. This tricky third round picture trivia thing usually stumps us.
And it did tonight, didn't it?
It did. We did quite terrible, although we also had the highest tie score for the round. So I don't know what that says about us.
Is it difficult? I mean, so how did you prepare for tonight, or did you prepare for tonight?
I think our group has a vast diversity of skill sets. So we have a geography person, a movie buff, music, different things that kind of contribute to the group as a whole.
Did you recruit for that, for specialties, for your team?
No, not really.
Yeah, it's just, we're old friends, but incidentally, we all have different interests, I guess.
We need to hear from our teammates. You know, Jim, it can't just be about us. We had Matt and Zach, who helped us on our way to second place.
You don't think they were riding our coattails at all?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Here we go. This is Kim here interviewing Matt, who actually tied to win. And it came down to a rocks, paper, scissors competition. And you won for us. So tell us, why do you come here to Collusion on Wednesday nights?
Well, to give you the truth, it's payday. And on payday, we leave a little early to go to the bar. And we just so happen to get stuck in some trivia. And we decided to come in second place in trivia tonight. So it was a lot of fun.
And so why else? How is the beer here at Collusion?
The beer's great. Summer days, pretty solid. The Zots are pretty solid. Beer is great. Energy is great. People are great. It's a really good bar to come to.
Hey, Kim.
Yes.
Why don't you ask him about trivia, since that's what the podcast is about this week. Ask him what he thought about the trivia.
Tell us about the trivia. Is it difficult?
The trivia was difficult if you didn't have good teammates. I think you have to have a diverse crew to answer all of the trivia questions correctly. So we come from a different place, you come from a different place, you guys, everybody comes from a different place, so we can all answer the questions
together.
Equally.
Together. It was clearly a collaboration. You agree, Zach?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Matt's the ringleader for sure. Yeah.
And Matt did a great job. It was great playing the game with you guys. So thank you.
Thank you.
Can I ask him a question? Just real quick. Would you come back here to play trivia?
Oh, I'm pushing our entire team to come back here 2 Wednesdays from now.
It's a deal.
It's a deal. We'll see you then. We'll challenge you. Okay, Matt and Zach.
Thanks,
you guys. But Bill, this is not your full-time gig. You have a real job and a family and responsibilities. So tell us about what your real life is.
Yeah. So in my kind of 9-to-5 daylight hours, I work as an advancement officer for a local college. I have my MBA. I've been married to a wonderful woman for the last 15 years. We have 2 kids. We live in Mountville. So just a little bit of a drive over here to Lititz. I actually find that most of the things that I personally do are here in the Lititz area, which is wonderful. And I love it. But yeah, I mean, again, in the daylight hours, I'm kind of just like your average suburban dad who's cutting the grass. You know, I'm like drinking a beer with other dads in the driveway, you know, hanging out. But then, you know, at night I get to come and meet great people. I always say that whenever I see somebody from Trivia, Target or something on a Saturday afternoon or whatever, I say, oh, that's what you look in the daytime. Because I had no idea. That's so great. But yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty average dude all the way around. But, you know, from the time I wake up in the morning till time I kind of kiss everybody goodbye and come out and do this, I'm just suburban America dad.
Bill, did you do trivia nights before the pandemic?
Yes.
So you have a comparison before and after the pandemic in terms of sort of the vibe, the enthusiasm post-pandemic.
Yes.
Do you notice a difference, or am I just trying to fabricate something here?
No, I don't think that you're fabricating anything. It's not necessarily a difference in the people, because it really is a lot of the same cast of characters that we saw. And, you know, we're hugging and giving each other, you know, fist bumps, because it's just so great to see each other. I always make the joke that this must be what it felt like for people coming back from World War II. The war's over and it's like, oh my gosh, you're still here. You made it, you know? And I think that's the difference. is the fact that it is a lot of the same people that you saw before, but there's just this gratitude that's either spoken or unspoken of saying, you're here, you made it. And I realize that, you know, we might be heading into a fourth wave. And I think that people also are cognizant of the fact that, you know, we took this for granted. I did trivia for, you know, 8 to 10 years before the pandemic. And I think we all, myself included, took it for granted. And then we had a, you know, 13, 14 months of just lockdown.
Right.
And you wondered, you know, you kind of keep up on Facebook or Instagram of, you know, people's lives, but then it's, oh, I get to see you in person and I get to experience this thing, whether it's trivia or karaoke or just sharing a pint at the bar. How great is that? How fortunate are we to be here, to be alive right now and to share each other's company? And it's just, you know, that realization that things are a lot more fragile than maybe you think when you're in your mid-20s or 30s or 40s.
So did you participate in the whole Zoom craze with trivia during COVID? Because I know that was another, I mean, thing that really took off.
Yeah. You know, I didn't do a lot of trivia via Zoom, but what was great was I do some DJing, I do weddings, I do karaoke nights, I do events. And so I actually had a lot of people that said, hey, would you be able to, you know, we're having a birthday party, we want to do something special. Can you Zoom DJ my girlfriend's birthday? And so, you know, they would call. And so what was very cool is I was, you know, here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and I was doing my thing, but I was actually able to do a couple parties in LA, a couple parties in Chicago, a couple parties in Portland, Oregon, just because, you know, some friends said, hey, you know, I heard you did this event, you know, would you be able to do it for us too? So we didn't do trivia, but we did a couple karaoke shows over Zoom, which was just about as awful as it sounds, but it was fun. We all had fun. I had fun myself too, but we did a couple of just, you know, straight dance nights. You know, it was great because we figured out a way to kind of adjust speakers so that you could hear it through bigger speakers, you know, than just your computer speakers. So whether you were, you know, in your bubble with your, you know, group that you're quarantining with in a backyard in Chicago or in your backyard in Lititz, Pennsylvania, or in Phoenix, Arizona, you could still connect with people and you're all experiencing music together. And we even figured out a way to start doing slideshows that you could see while I'm playing music, you know, the birthday person slideshow going through it. It was so great.
We found a way to connect when we couldn't. Were you a Trivial Pursuit guy, Jim?
The game came out, I guess it was in the mid 80s, wasn't it?
Oh my God.
That's a great trivia question. I don't know for sure.
I think it wasn't. I was for a while, believe it or not, despite my reputation for hating games. Yeah, I mean, I did play.
And then all the different versions came out with the sports version. Right. The team. Like, they really did a great job at extending the brand of that, which I think was really, really smart.
Well, and perhaps the most popular TV game show of all time is really Trivia Pursuit, isn't it? It's Alex Trebek and Jeopardy.
So what do you think about everything going on with that?
I will just say I was very bummed that LeVar Burton didn't get the nod to be the full-time host. I'm, you know, I'm a big Star Trek guy. I'm a big Reading Rainbow guy. And it just seemed to make sense that LeVar Burton would be no one can take Alex Trebek's place. May he rest in peace.
Of course.
He was just the master of it. And sometimes I find myself when I'm reading questions at trivia here in Lititz, I think, oh, you know, that I kind of asked that the way Alex Trebek would ask that. Aww. How cool is that? But, you know, I mean, they're doing what they're doing, and I'm sure it'll be a huge success once they figure out what's happening with it. But
so I wanted to ask you, how do you account for the fact that this game, Trivia Pursuit, basically, has become kind of the mainstay of the American bar culture? I mean, particularly among millennials and people even in their 30s, I guess. It's everywhere.
Yeah. I think that it is I was going to say uniquely American, but it's not. It's trivia's
bigger
worldwide.
In Britain, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. But I think that there's this idea that everybody thinks that they are an expert on something. I may not be an expert on everything, but there's this area that I know more than the average person on X, whether it's sports or movies or music or art. One of the other places I hosted trivia, there was one person who her main job, she was a team of about 6 or 7 people, any English literature questions, they would all look at her. And they would say, okay,
you know,
9 out of 10 times she got it right. Now, whenever she got it wrong, they roast her. She would not hear the end of it for weeks.
Pressure.
But, you know, I think that's the idea, is that everybody has like their thing, whether, again, it's science fiction or comedy or music or whatever. You say, okay, you know, I think I know this. And so maybe, you know, you know a lot about antiques and you know a lot about Greek mythology. And so we get together and these quiz nights happen. And it's a great way to just kind of show off what you know, and also be a little bit humbled and say, oh,
I thought I knew that tonight. Geography is clearly an issue for the two of us.
Yeah.
I mean, we struggled with the geography.
Well, I used to
questions.
Think I was, but we got a really good one correct. Oh, the landlocked provinces
yes,
no, of
that
Canada.
Was a good one. Yeah.
We got that right.
We did get that.
And
right.
There were two. It was a twofer.
That was a twofer.
And I'm not trying to stroke your egos, but I think, I could be wrong, you may have been the only team to get both right.
Oh.
He was named really? Two I, of the
yeah,
10.
Of the Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. You should tell them the answer, though. The two landlocked provinces of Canada.
Yes, were
Saskatchewan.
And Alberta.
And Alberta.
Yes. Which was, yeah, I mean, and we went all around that, but we did come up with it.
I wanted to ask, because you were talking about teams and certain members on the team have a certain expertise. I mean, have you found that these teams, some of them are actually like recruiting members that have a certain specialty or expertise? Is it that serious?
You know, I don't know that anybody's putting ads on Craigslist or anything like that. You know, we're looking for a fifth for our trivia team. But I do think that it's really cool at bringing people together that maybe were on the periphery of a friend group before.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know I can actually think of one team, for example, where it's a group of maybe five or six people, and they were really, really good friends. And they were friends with somebody whose brother was kind of a loner, kind of, you know, just like on that. But he knew a lot about horror. He knew all about, like, you know, these slasher films and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And I did a couple around Halloween. I'll do some theme nights. And, you know, I think we did one horror night. And that week they brought him in. And he literally was the expert. I mean, I think that they maybe even had like two or three rounds with his perfect scores because of him. And that expanded their friend group. And then, I DJ weddings too. And so one of the people in the team, they got married. And I saw him at the wedding, this guy. And I'm like, he's kind of the outsider. But it brought him in. Right. And so, again, I don't think that people are necessarily like looking for strangers or knocking on doors, but, you know, it's that person maybe in your office, if it's, hey, the office trivia night, right. And it's like, oh, I know that Kim down the hall loves The Office. She watches it every night. We should invite her to trivia.
I love
it. Let's do it.
It's and a great
it really is.
So are you, let's just put the turn our attention to you. Are you
Bill
good? Are you good at trivia? And do you have a specialty?
Yeah, I would say that I am wildly average when it comes to trivia.
I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, overall, I just, I think that I know a lot of useless information about a lot of different topics, but I wouldn't say that I know all the useless trivia in the world, which I know there are some people that do. The one area that I really think that I am the expert on, and at least in my friend group and in most of the trivia shows, is classic television. Sitcoms from the 50s, 60s, 70s, specifically is the area where that's my thing.
Yeah.
Who was Pickles?
Pickles was the wife of Buddy Sorrell on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh, my God. Yes. I love it.
That's great.
That is great.
Yeah. And where did the Petries live?
New Rochelle.
That's great.
Yes.
This was totally unscripted, you guys.
Yes. The Dick Van Dyke Show is my, in fairness, is my favorite classic sitcom.
One of my favorites.
Of all time.
For
is
sure.
Number one. I love that show. I've seen every episode probably 50 times. So, yeah, so you're throwing some softballs. I appreciate it.
On Bewitched, did you prefer Dick Sargent or Dick York?
Oh, see, I'm a purist. I'm a Dick Sargent all the way.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. The original.
Yeah, the original. The OG.
I love this.
Yeah.
Oh.
And who was the neighbor?
Oh, see, now this is where you're going to get me because I'll let you know a little bit of a background on me. When I was a kid, my parents were very much, they bought into that like 80s, the occult thing. And so Bewitched was not really allowed in my house. And so I never...
It was satanic.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And so I got into Bewitched later in life. And so I know way less about Bewitched. And actually, I Dream of Jeannie because my parents kind of put them in the same category. So like Bewitched, I Dream of Jeannie, and Scooby-Doo were like the three things that I was... There were kind of no-nos in my house growing up. So, yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, it was the Kravitz.
Yeah, Alice Kravitz.
Yes.
Alice Kravitz.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
So I have a question for you, because I think everyone listening would really appreciate. Is there a strategy? Because as we realize tonight, competition is key to this. And we saw the ugly side of you, Jim.
No.
Well, there was one time you and Matt and Zach were disagreeing on something and it got a little heated. So competition
it was
really
passion. We were passionate.
Passion. Oh, yeah, we're passionate. Okay. So could you give what would be a really good strategy to assemble the team that can show up at any bar trivia night and really kind of dominate? How do we create a team that can dominate?
Wow, that is an excellent question. I don't know the answer to that because most of the trivia shows that we do, unless it's a specific theme night, whether it's, Game of Thrones or The Office or Seinfeld, it's all pretty general. It's really a grab bag of geography and pop culture and movies and music. So, you know, I would say that just having a very well-rounded group, you know, if you have a group of people, actually, here's a great example. There's a team, one of the trivia shows I used to do, and they're all scientists. So any of the science questions, they dominate.
Sure.
But again, but if you ask them, you know, name Madonna's first three number one hits.
I have no clue.
You might as well.
An example tonight, round two, the cartoon cats.
Yeah.
You know, yes. Name the cartoon cats. Yeah. I mean, really.
We really struggle.
Where would you find someone who's an expert on that?
Right. I know. That was hard.
Yeah.
That was hard.
That was hard.
That was hard even for me. I looked at it and I said, well, good luck.
Yeah. And so that's bringing it up. How do you prepare? Like, how do you prepare for tonight? Like, how did you come up with your four rounds of questions?
Yeah.
And then your one visual round, which was the cats.
Yeah.
How did you prepare?
So I'm very fortunate to have, you know, I don't write the questions. Those are already prepared in advance. I work for a fantastic company. I'm a partner in a group of people that, you know, we have this database of just literally 15, 20,000 questions that we kind of, you know, they get generated and it becomes game. So I get them at the first part of every week and I send them out to the team of guys and gals that work. You know, and host trivia across Lancaster County. And really, it really is, there's two things. One, just kind of reading through it beforehand and making sure you're not seeing any curveballs or, you know, if I know, for example, that something's blatantly wrong, you know, doing the research and maybe rewriting that question on the fly and letting everyone else know, hey, you know, number seven in round two, that's off. But then also just kind of, you know, being prepared to know that there are some controversial questions sometimes. You know, I had one where somebody was saying that the end of round two for most of our rounds is phobias. And so it's, you know, blank a phobia is what the fear of what. And so just kind of knowing that, you know, and knowing that there are different parts of that. And so just doing a little bit of research. And by, I don't want to make it sound like I'm, you know, cracking the books every week. This is maybe a grand total of 5 to 10 minutes every week of research and just saying, okay, that looks right. And then just, I call it getting into show mode, which is, you know, I don't care if you've had a tough day or a great day, you know, or whatever. When you're here, you kind of have to just be the person who's trying to make sure that everybody's staying engaged. And so just kind of getting in that headspace. And I don't want to make it sound too precious. It really isn't this thing where I have a routine or a rhythm that I have to get into, but just kind of like, you know, looking around and getting a vibe for where everyone else is at and saying, okay.
But you have to be up. You have to bring energy to your job as basically master of ceremonies, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, at the same time, you know, like I said, I want to make it too precious because at the end of the day, I'm just reading in front of a group of people for about an hour and a half every week. And that part of it's fun, too.
But you know what? I mean, honestly, because we were talking about this as you were doing it. Your voice is great. You were commanding everybody's attention. Nobody was distracted or doing other things. Everybody focused on you for that hour and a half. So, I mean, that's a real art. And
that's kind
of you to say. It's a real talent. I really think it is because I know how hard it is to capture people's attention and keep attention.
Yeah.
So where are you going to go with this? So like, what's next for you? What do you want to do? What's your dream?
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a regular, just, you know, being a dad and being a husband and being a good 9-to-5 employee. But, you know, this is ultimately something that is a hobby in terms of, and I don't mean put it down. It's not just a hobby, but in terms of, I get excited about this. I get excited about seeing rooms of people come together. And ultimately I'd like to grow this that we're doing trivia, you know, in different places that basically any night of the week, whether you plan it with your friends or whether you, you know, just spontaneously say, gosh, where's their trivia tonight? That there would be a good in, you know, in every part of the county, whether it's here in Lititz or down in the southern end or up in Elizabethtown or, you know, in Harrisburg, wherever, that you kind of have and say, oh, you know, I know, Wednesday nights at 7, they do it at Collusion. Great. That's where we're going to go. We're going to plan our friend week around that.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's pretty clear that it's not just a passing fad, right? I mean, this has been, 15, 25 years now plus.
Yeah.
And it just keeps, it's building, correct? I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's here for a while.
Yeah.
So you'll have at least a night job for a while.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, look, Bill Coder, thank you so much for, after a really long day, first with your job during the day, full time, and then you come here, you do your trivia, and now you're here late at night doing a podcast with us. It is fascinating. It's not just trivia or trivial what you do, because I could feel it tonight in the room. And this is something I've always wanted. This was part of my dream, is to make this a place where fellowship takes place. And That's what I felt tonight. And it was really great. There was a sense of fellowship among the teams. But just Kim and I met two friends who joined our team.
Matt and Zach. They worked for Tate. I mean, they just came over after work.
Really smart. And it turned out young guys.
Smart.
And we might see them next Wednesday for trivia because we're going to try and win.
Well, they walked out of here with a gift card tonight, so they'll be back at some point at least. Yeah.
Yes. They had a gift card.
Weren't we supposed to share?
I know. I didn't know anything about a gift card. But so where can people find you? We want this to, how do people find you throughout the course of the week or your website?
Anything? Yeah. So if you go to Facebook, that's the main source. The company that I'm part of is Thirsty for Knowledge Trivia.
Okay.
Facebook.com/Thirsty for Knowledge Trivia. And then my personal, you know, kind of where I am at is Bill Coder Entertainment, CODER, Bill Coder Entertainment.
Okay.
We know where to find you every Wednesday.
Yeah, every Wednesday.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Please come out and participate in this, everybody, because it's so much fun. And there is nothing better, I don't care what age you are, that using our brains. I mean, this is what we just need to continuously do.
Yeah.
And you just spur it on and make it fun.
And Kim,
yes, sir.
Keep taking your Prevagen, okay?
My Prevagen. Thank you. Damn you, Jim. I think I had more of the questions right than you did tonight. No, probably not. Yeah. Because
Say goodbye, Kim.
Goodbye, Kim. Good night. Good night, Bill. Thank you so much for being here.
Good night, everyone. Thanks night. For listening.
Thank you.
Shirt Factory Center Stage.
Right.
Bye.
Good night. And while you're thinking about it, go to where you get your podcasts and subscribe and give us a review.
Visit our website, lititshirtfactory.com. Join our mailing list and you will get updates, event info, and lots of cool stuff.
Follow us on our social media channels, Instagram and Facebook at Lit It Shirt Factory.
And don't forget, come have a beer and a bite to eat here at Collusion, 5 Juniper Lane, Lit It Shirt Factory, 7 days a week.